Hey, everybody, it's Adam, and Alex is with me, and
Hi.
We are sitting here in the parking garage underneath Madison Square Garden. As you'll remember from last week, we were rescued by Billy Joel from the collapse, or, you know, I don't know what you would say, the launch of the Barone Zone. We were betrayed.
The launching of the Barone Zone.
And Billy drove us here because he had a gig that night, and
we're still here.
We're here. We're in the backseat of the Bronco, and Billy told us he's got a ride for us, so we'll be able to, you know, go rebuild. But we're just waiting for him to finish. Mike is actually he got tapped to the drummer in Billy's band was sick. Mike got tapped to drum. Mm-hmm. He has never drummed before, so hopefully. That works out well for him.
Hopefully. I told him drumming was easy, and he seems to have bought it.
Yes. So I think he'll get up there and start playing, and then it will quickly become apparent to him that he's out of his league. But, you know, that's a problem for future Mike.
Mike is great. He doesn't have rhythm.
He has, in many aspects of his life, he lacks rhythm. But I think the audience that comes to these Billy Joel residency shows are, their standards are low.
They're not listening to us right now, so, I mean.
Oh, no. The overlap between Billy Joel fans and this show is actually.
It's just Billy Joel.
It would be a lot. It's just the one guy. Yeah. It's Billy. He listens to the live feed in whatever vehicle he happens to be in at the time. Which it's causing a lot of, you know, I'm going to have to do a lot of work on producing this teaser.
But like the special...
Because of the feedback here that's going on, it's in the Bronco right now.
Exactly. But the special, like kind of special treatment that Billy gets kind of gave you an idea, right, Adam?
Yeah. So, in a sense, Billy is sort of a privileged individual in the fact that he gets this sort of insider access to our world, to the world of Lynbrook and of the Barone Boys and the Barone Zone, rest in moon. We'll figure it out. We have decided as an organization that due to, among other things, the events of the previous week, we... are going to stop. Here's the good news. Mm-hmm. We're going to stop reading ads on this program.
Yay!
And here's the medium news. Because we're transitioning to what is called in the podcasting business a listener support model. So we thought about doing Patreon or one of those things where you pay $5 a month and you get, you know, bonus episodes or whatever. And we do not want to ask you to give us that much money, and we don't want to do the overhead work of maintaining something like that.
And it's clear that we don't need that much money because we still have some residuals from the events that just occurred.
That's right. We are in a pretty good financial shape. I mean, as we mentioned last week, you know, it has to Sotheby's gets their cut from the auction. I have to pay off all the credit cards that I put the fireworks on. But after we get that, you know, we'll be in good shape. So what we have is what we are calling a pay what you want wall. And that will give you access, should you choose to pay. And we're using the word donation. Should you choose to donate to our show, we have set up something that we are calling the Baroness Zonus.
The Baroness Zonus.
Yes, obviously play on Barone Zone. And that is where we will be posting monthly asterisk bonus episodes. I put the asterisk there because it may be that we do more than one a month or, you know, but I think at this point in our lives, we are able to commit to one additional episode a month. These are going to be shorter.
Right.
We'll be 20 to 60 minute episodes, things that are not, you know, the way that we normally do this show where we cover an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond. It might be we play a game or we, you know, I'm going to use the phrase flesh out the world a little bit. Do improv.
If you need the lore.
And, or, you know, cover an episode like we did with The Fresh Prince of another TV show that has some tangential relationship to Everybody Loves Raymond. Yeah. So those are going to be at least once a month. And that, you know, again, if you want to give us $1 one time, that's the minimum buy-in here, you will get lifetime access to this feed. It's not a membership. It's not a, you know, you have to continue to pay us to listen to these. It is, you know, any amount one time, or you can, if you choose, give us $5 a month, $10 a month. Even if you stop making a recurring donation, you will continue to have access. It is purely...
all up to you.
All up to you. It's in your court. We are not expecting anything, but we are trying to provide something for people who want to support us because, frankly, we don't like doing ads. It's hard. It's not rewarding particularly. So we're transitioning to this model. And we're excited for that, and we are excited for the flexibility that a separate feed will offer us. And so we hope you'll come along and join us for that.
When is this launching, Adam?
This is launching, I guess, this week.
Whoa!
This week, no this way. Is launching over in the Baroness Zonis. You're going to want to go to postfund.org and hit the old donate button on the homepage. And that will take you to the place where you can give us money. And then once you give us money, you will get an email with the RSS feed of the Baroness Zonis. And this week in the Baroness Zonis, we have our first exclusive episode. We are doing a reading, a fully sound designed reading of a piece of fan fiction, an episode that some person wrote of Everybody Loves Raymond. It's called The Right Kind of Wrong. And we are very excited to be reading this with some help from some of our dear friends.
Mm-hmm. Who you may or may not have heard on the actual show for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. And we're excited to, you know, put that together and release that. And that is going to be over on the Baroness Zonis feed right now. Those episodes are going to come out the first Wednesday of every month in the event that there's only one a month. And then additional Wednesdays as situations determine. So you can go over to postfund.org, hit that donate button. Your receipt for your donation will include the feed. It's exciting. Other changes. Other changes to business are Raymond at Postfund has served us well, but we are, we've set up, so Postfund, formerly .info, now .org, has gone through some changes. It's grown up in a way. You know,
it's
when we first started, yes, it is a man. When we first started this network, we had a Google site, which just had Spotify embeds of our shows, and that was it.
But now we have postfund.info. But now we have a bigger show that we want to take care of.
A bigger show we want to nurture. It's almost like our website, now that it's become a man, has had a child of its own.
Gross.
In the form of everybody. This is disgusting. but over there at postfund.org, we not only have, you know, you can find the our shows on various platforms, you can donate to the network, get access to the Baroness feed. You can also go to the forums. We've got forums. Forums.postfund.org, or you can go to the homepage and hit that little speech bubble that's on there. And that is where you will find a thread dedicated to your submissions of remembrances and Judge Debra's. It is our preference at this point that you submit any remembrances or Judge Debra's there. Mm-hmm. It's very easy. You just have to make an account. You're not going to get flooded with emails or anything. Make an account, and you can post to your heart's content. Give us some remembrances and Judge Debra's there. And, you know, you can also, we want to foster a sense of community. Let's do that. Let's do that in the forums.
Yes. Adam, Mike, and I will be popping up on them as well to,
I don't know.
Well, I will be, because I want to be a part of this community.
Here's my hope, actually, is that so somebody will need to break the ice on these forums because they are brand new and nobody is currently on them.
For obvious reasons.
for obvious reasons, nobody knows about it. So I think, you know, under, we're going to, let's start a thread for this teaser episode. And why don't we have people comment on that thread with what? What would be a good icebreaker, Alex?
If you were in the back of OJ's Bronco with another man, what would you do?
That's very wide open. If you were, how about favorite Billy Joel song? Just comment. You don't have to, you know, write an essay. Just drop your favorite Billy Joel song.
All right, then. I like that one. Favorite Billy Joel song.
All right. So we want to, let's break that ice. Let's get people talking on the forums, submitting remembrances and Judge Debra's. That's where we'll be taking those from now on. Is there anything that I missed? So we've got Bronus Zonus. Pay what you want. Get monthly bonus episodes. Monthly plus. I don't know. We've got a new Bronus out exclusive to that feed right now. And we're taking, you know, remembrances. We're taking Judge Debra's. We're taking general commentary questions, etc.
Yeah.
On the forums. And, yeah, I mean, we're excited. We, you know, death to ads. We're happy to be moving forward on this new chapter in our lives.
We have killed and, the ads with an ad.
Yeah. And, you know, we are still going to, just to say, we're going to still have breaks, and we will occasionally plug the Bronus Zonus in those breaks.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be, you know, fucking Quillbot or Todoist or, you know. Those are dead. I mean, the links will still be on our website if you find yourself in need of BarkBox and you want to support us by doing that. But we are not going to be reading those anymore.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just excited for this new chapter in our lives.
As am I, Adam. And now with all of our business attended to, we've got another couple hours until Mike is booed off stage. Do you want to play a round of scruples?
Yes. Why don't we crack into a round of scruples.
Perfect.